Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. If you've got a craving for some of the most authentic Italian food in Boston, you go to the North End. If it's got to be a piece of genuine Italian pastry, you get a cannoli and sink your teeth into all of its crunchy and creamy yumminess.
That's a holy cannoli moment.
Bobby Agrippino has introduced lots of people to the cannoli. He's lived in the North End his whole life and runs food tours here.
There was about 12 pastry shops in the neighborhood at one time. You know, they all had the cannoli.
Now it's down to just a handful. As part of WBUR's field guide to Boston, we went to find out what goes into making cannolis at the North End's most venerated bakeries. They're all run by the immigrant families that founded them. There's Modern Pastry on Hanover Street. It opened more than 90 years ago. And just down Hanover is Mike's Pastry. It's been serving up cannolis and other Italian pastries for 77 years. Around the corner on Salem Street, there's Bova's Bakery. The overnight baker is a fourth-generation Bova.
So I'm JoJo. My dad is Joe. His father was Big Joe. My cousin Joey. My cousin Joe.
JoJo Bova's great-grandfather opened the bakery in 1926. The place is just the way JoJo remembers it as a kid more than 30 years ago.
When I was 4 and 5, I was rolling braids and hamburger buns out there on a milk crate.
The place is decidedly not fancy. White paper signs written in black Sharpie identify the pastries in the display cases.
A slice of Boston cream pie, chocolate brick, and anything else?
I think that's everything.
The shop is open 24 hours a day and doesn't quiet down until about 3 a.m., so JoJo Bova's got to keep the cases full. Every night he scans them to see what he needs to make that night.
Almond biscotti, pistachio macaroons, probably some more raspberry arugula.
And, of course, cannolis. In the old days, Bova's filled the shelves with only ricotta or Bavarian cream. These days, take your pick.
Creme brulee, Nutella, salted caramel, Oreo, cappuccino, peanut butter, pistachio.
Would your ancestors turn up their nose at, like, cappuccino cannolis?
No.
No, if they seen how much money we were making, no way.
Tonight, Bova is going to make the cannoli that's the specialty of the house. He takes us into the kitchen.
So this oven is original here. It's been here since 1940.
He heads to a wood baker's workbench in the way back. He unlocks his toolbox, pulls out just the right knife, and starts to make Florentine cannolis. The shells are like a Florentine cookie, all delicate and lacy. Bova cuts precise chunks of dough and pummels each one with his palm to make a patty.
It's basically almond brittle. It's sugar, honey, almonds, cream.
And butter.
How much butter is in each cannoli shell, roughly? I'm not sure I want to know, but tell me.
It's a lot of butter.
It's a lot of butter.
Yeah, it's all butter.
Yeah, you're really pounding on it.
Yeah. It may be tedious, but it's my life.
It's a point of pride
for
you?
Yeah. It's nice.
He slides a tray of patties into a 400-degree oven.
Watch out. It might be hot, okay?
A few minutes later, the patties are just pliable enough to peel off the pan. Bova picks up an essential cannoli tool, a wooden peg that's about 5 or 6 inches long. He wraps a Florentine wafer around each peg to form the perfect shell. Bova fills the shells with sweet ricotta cheese, and then he'll do it all over again. It's hard to keep up with demand.
I made 425 on Friday, and they were gone by Saturday night. I had to make another 300, and they sold by Sunday night.
Customers appreciate that dedication and a good cannoli. Stevie Davis from Back Bay says she's sampled them all.
I think Bova's is the best. The flavor, I don't know what it is, but it just tasted really good. I had the creme brulee one. I've had it multiple times now, and I've even been to Italy recently, and I still love Bova's.
The connoisseurs have different cannoli criteria.
Well, I'm going to talk to you from a non-Italian perspective.
That's Suman Prasad of Boston, in line at the iconic Mike's Pastry.
I think the cannoli itself, if it's light and flaky, that's a good cannoli to me. You know, I don't like it super, super hard and dense.
Her friend Cheryl Confer of Wrentham says she's 100% Italian and sets a high bar for cannolis.
A cannoli must have a high percentage of fat. We say ricotta, but other people say ricotta. And the shell must be really hard and never, ever soggy. And therefore, the cannoli must always be stuffed right in front of you and served immediately. Otherwise, we don't want it.
Mike's Pastry offers up 19 flavors.
I'm going to order a pistachio cannoli.
A clerk takes the order, then rushes to the back room where a worker squeezes thick filling into a shell and coats the ends with pistachio crumbles. Then the clerk scoots back to the customer to offer a final touch.
What about some powdered sugar?
Absolutely.
My name is Angelo. I'm the manager, the son of the owner at Mike's Pastry. Been here for over 40 years.
Angelo Papa's stepfather was the late Mike Mercogliano, who founded the bakery. Mike's churns out 5,000 homemade cannoli shells a week. In the kitchen, men in baseball hats and women in hairnets work at a long table. Their aprons are white with flour dust.
That's one person there, two, three, four, five, that are on the process of rolling out the dough.
The dough's wrapped around wood pegs to form the shells, and then it's time to cook them.
This would be the frying section. I just made that up.
A baker drops a tray of 50 shells into the big fryer. Papa says he takes pride in doing things just as his stepdad did.
If not the flair of the store or the personnel of the store, but the way we make the stuff. I can't say what makes mine special. I mean, I only do it the way Mike taught me how to do it. And if people buy it, great. If they like it, great. It seems to be working out for us, so I think we'll continue on.
Music to the ears of cannoli lovers.
Pistachio cannoli. All right, let's do it.
You'll find more stories about the neighborhoods, history, and culture of Boston, including where to find great food, in WBUR's Field Guide to Boston. That's at wbur.org/fieldguide.